最近我们在想到教会里面我们各样的侍奉，我们愿意成为主的光，成为主的盐，在山上的城能够把福音传扬出去。
This couple of weeks we've been talking about the, our ministry of the church, that we want to be the light, the salt in this world, and the city on the hill so that we can spread the gospel.
我不晓得我们弟兄姊妹们对于今年的主题山上的城有怎样一种了解。
I don't know how much you have understand our theme, the city on the hill.
这是一个非常大的题目。
It is a big topic.
并且也可以说每一件基督徒所做的事跟我们的见证都是有关系的。
Everything that we Christian did is, has something to do with our testimony.
所以也可以说我们在主的面前想到我们的侍奉，想到我们的生命的时候。
In other words, before the Lord, as we thinking about our service and our life.
我们除了是为了这个主题祷告山上的城之外。
Besides, we pray for the, our theme, the city on the hill.
更可以说是我们全人的一个调整。
And it's also our whole being being adjusted.
今天我选的这段经文在马太福音二十一章里面。
Today's passage is in the book of Matthew.
也许有人要觉得很奇怪。
Maybe you're wondering.
因为今天并不是棕树主日。
Today is not Palm Sunday.
但是我们用的经文是一般棕树主日常用的经文。
But the passage we used is that will usually be used in Palm Sunday.
这里讲到一段事情，耶稣基督进伯大在到了伯法吉伯大尼的时候，在橄榄山附近那里。
Here talking about a state an event that as Jesus approached to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives.
第二节，耶稣说，就打发两个门徒对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。”
And verse 2 says that.Jesus has sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me.
第三节说，若有人对你们说什么，你们就说，主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。
And verse 3 says this, If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away.
那今天我们的经文就从第三节出来，主要用他。
And our topic is from verse 3, that he will use them.
当然如果我们从整段的经文从第一节到第七节这样看的话，我们会发现主耶稣基督受到十分的拥戴。
And from verse 1 to, through 7, we can see that Jesus will really be honored by them.
如果我们再仔细研究一些圣经里面讲这些讲解的前后文的关系，我们会发现他引用旧约里面一些事情。
As we go deeper, then we'll see that he had quoted some from the Old Testament.
这里不仅是讲到耶稣基督应验了旧约里面先知的话。
And not only saying that the Jesus had fulfilled the prophecy in Old Testament.
因为主耶稣骑着驴驹进了耶路撒冷。
Because Jesus had ridden on the donkey to Jerusalem.
其实这里面还有另外一个更深的意思，就是也就是在旧约里面所罗门所预表的那位君王。
And also this has deeper meaning that Solomon has been symbol by this coming king.
因为所罗门当年也是骑着驴驹上到耶路撒冷，成为和平的君王。
Because at that time Solomon is the same thing, riding on the donkey to the city and become the king.
但今天我们要讲的题目都不是这些。
But our topic is not all this.
我只是要讲很简单，主要用它这几个字。
I just want to say the simple words. The Lord needs them.
在我准备在我学习讲道的这么多年来中间。
As I'm learning how to preach all these years.
我知道有一类信息不是重在解经。
I know that some of the message is not really
expository.虽然我自己觉得解经方面是最重要的。
Even though I think expository is very important.
有一类的信息不是从经文本身出来。
And some of the message is not from the passage itself.
而是我们读经的人一种灵感而已。
And it's the response that we have, we receive from reading the passage.
最近我看见一篇讲章很有意思，他讲主导文。
Recently, I had saw this sermon talking about the Lord's Prayer.
你知道我们讲主导文的时候，大部分所有牧师都是说主导文是谁讲的，讲什么内容，如何如何，然后应用在我们身上。
As we talk about the Lord's Prayer, we usually will say what it says in there and how it applies to us.
但是这篇信息讲主导文，它是从读主导文的立场来看我们里面内心的变化。
But this sermon is talking about as we read this Lord's Prayer, how our heart responds to it.
所以今天一样的情形，我要看见主要用他这几个字讲到我们，如果从驴驹的角度，从我们自己的角度来看，我们明白主要用他自己这几个字是什么意思。
So same thing today, this morning when we talk about the Lord needs them, we were from the donkey's view, ourselves view to see.
尤其因为这段圣经，我想很多弟兄姊妹都相当的熟悉。
Especially, many of you are really familiar with this passage.
不再需要花很多时间来讲解。
I don't need to explain anymore.
你知道在清教徒的时候，他们一句句两三个钟头、四五个钟头，你知道为什么吗
？You know, when during the pilgrim time, that they usually they gather for more than 3 or 4 hours.
很多人立刻想到说，因为弟兄姊妹们很科目，非常爱慕主，所以很喜欢听到。
And because people were saying that the brothers and sisters so long for God's word, so.They last longer.
我不知道究竟如何。
I don't know exactly.
但是有一个非常重要的原因，他们很少听见讲道。
But there's a very important reason that they're very seldom to hear the sermon.
所以有传道人来的时候，全村人就聚集了。
So whenever there's a minister comes, the whole village comes.
因为这些传道人他们游行布道，不是每个礼拜都在同一段讲道。
Because those, the ministers go, town to town. They don't station in one, village.
那他们偶尔到了一个地方，或者说轮流到了一个地方以后，也就很长的时间做很多的事情。
And because, once they got there, they needed to do their work.
但是清教徒有一个特别的点。
But those pilgrims, they have a very special point.
就是对于圣经里的话语，很多地方的讲解是在应用方面。
That they really, for the God's words, they apply it.
我们今天要讲的这篇信息主要用它也是在应用这方面。
And today's message is how we apply to ourselves.
当我们看见这几个字的时候，我们有怎样一种想法，怎么样在我们自己个人经历中间来明白这些话的意思。
As we see these words, what's our response? How we apply to our own life?
其实刚才孝德已经把我这段话要讲的话都讲过，他说今天我们看这几字呢，主要用他可能就是你跟我。
Actually, John had already mentioned that as we see that the Lord needs them, the name is maybe you and me.
本来我前面的这个引言还要长一点的。
My original introduction is supposed to be longer.
但是给他们一语道破，一见中地，我不知道怎么讲，重新讲回头引言了。
But he already said it for me, so.
我看看今天正好有波饼的时间。
But today we're going to observe, we have communion.
所以我觉得很好，谢谢他提醒我今天讲到短一点。
So I thank him for reminding me that I have to shorten my message.
所以我们就立刻进入这些经文，看看到底在这里主要用它，可能在我们身上有怎么样的感受。
So let's see that how God is going to use us.
我想每一个人讲到我们要为主工作的时候，都想到我们自己的才能。
Every time when we think about what God used us, we always think about our own talent.
想到我们有什么恩赐，有什么特别的长处，特别的能力。
We thinking about, what we have, what our gifts is, or what our specialty is.
至少没有别的才能嘛，也要像新聪一样会唱歌，对不对？
At least if we don't have any gifts, we will at least like, Eddie that we can sing.
那么至少不行的话，也要像Danny 一样会敲鼓，对不对
？Or at least like Daniel, that we can play drum.
那我们又不会唱歌，又不会敲鼓，怎么办呢？只好跟着里面唱，对不对
？If we don't, we cannot sing solo or play drum, then we just join the group.
别的事情我们想到，可能我们有什么才能，我们会管账，或者我们会做很多其他的事情。我们想，好，我愿意来服侍主。
Or in other area that we think that we are good at it, then we can serve the Lord.
这个想法非常自然的。
It's very natural for us thinking about that.
因为我们都是从自己所有的有能力的地方来看，到底怎么样把我们的恩赐才能转变成被主来用。
Because we usually see, ourselves to see how we can do, and that so that we can be used by the Lord.
我想很多弟兄姊妹们他之所以愿意侍奉也觉得他能做一点事情。
Many brothers and sisters that they think that they can serve because they think that they are able to.
如果什么都不能做那我就能做什么呢
?If we cannot do anything, what else can we do?
他加了 what else? 我的意思是说如果我什么都不能做我能做什么呢本来要叫大家想我到底在讲的什么话。如果我们自己觉得能做而侍奉，这是一个自然的现象。
If we know that we can do it and we serve, that's very natural.
前一阵子我在这个收到这些听众的来信中间，有一封信很有意思。
Long ago, I have received those letters from the audience, and it's really very interesting.
这是一位姊妹她写信的，她在国内的教会里面，她心里她讲到她自己得救的见证。
And this is a sister from the mainland China, and talk about how she been saved.
而以后也讲到她在教会里有一些侍奉。
And talking about how she served at the church.
她说我在教会里面就负责清扫，负责整洁，负责打扫卫生，然后呢，我服侍一些姊妹们。
She said that what she did at the church is that she do those maintenance work and also serve a couple of sisters.
她说我的文化很低，所以不能做其他很多特别的事情。
Says my education background level is pretty low, so I cannot do many things.
底下她讲了一句很有意思的话，她说我不觉得我做的工作是很低贱的工作。
And then she says very interesting. She says I don't think that the work I'm doing is very low.
因为在神的面前我们每个人都在侍奉。
Because before the Lord, everyone is serving.
所以弟兄姊妹们的确这里是一个对的情形并且我们也知道我们按照自己的能力来侍奉是蒙神所喜悦的。
So brothers and sisters, we know that we serve the Lord according to our ability. That's pleased in God's sight.
而且我们不久以前讲过一篇信息讲到罗马书第十二章第一节第二节的时候。
And not long ago, we were talking about Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
讲到我们把自己身体献上当作活祭。
And talking about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们来查验神的善良、成全可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will experience God's goodness.
这里呢，就讲到我们每一个神的儿女都应当有一种心态愿意被主使用。
Here talking about every child of God that will have this mentality willing to serve the Lord.
那这个问题呢比第一问题高一点了。
And this is more important.
因为这里当圣经里面讲到这个驴驹主要用它的时候。
Here talking about this donkey that when God needs it.
可能不是他的能力的问题。
It's not because his ability.
而是他的意愿的问题。
It's his willingness.
愿不愿意被神所使用，愿不愿意被主所使用。
Is he willing to be used by God?
你知道在圣经里面，我们一般也知道驴子是脾气最硬的东西。
We know that, generally we know that donkey is pretty stubborn.
非常不容易把它折服。
It's really hard to tame them.
很多人骑过驴子就知道这个不容易骑。
You know, if you have been riding on the donkey, you know that it's not easy to control them.
你要往一边走，它偏偏往另外一边走。
You want to go one way, and then it will insist to go the other way.
尤其他如果知道你没有骑过的话，更加欺负你。
Especially that he know that you are new, then they would do something.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里第二点讲到主要用它的时候，我自己也在想，我们今天所有的问题不在于才能。
So when he says the Lord needs it, I would be thinking about it's not because our ability.
而在于愿不愿意，在于我们肯不肯让神来所使用。
It's up to our willingness.
在不在肯让神照着他的意思使用，而不是我们自己的恩赐和能力。
It's up to that if we're willing to do God's work according to God's will, it's not according to our own ability.
这次短宣这些年轻孩子们出去。
This short-term mission, all these young people went out.
我不晓得还没有听见他们的见证有什么伟大的工作和成绩。
I haven't heard their testimony yet, so I don't know what a wonderful work they've been doing over there.
但是有一点我心里非常感谢神，也觉得为着他们感到荣幸的。
But one thing that I really want to give thanks to God, and I really feel good about them.
就是因为他们愿意被主来用。
Is that their willingness
有些孩子在 email 里面说他功课很忙，回来以后赶功课，但是还是愿意去短宣。
And some kids in their email saying that they have a lot of summer works, but still they're willing to go.
而他们所做的事情可不也不一定是按照他们恩赐所能做的来做。
And what they had done over there doesn't mean it does not necessary according to their gift.
但这个愿意的心却是非常重要的。
But their willingness is really important.
很多时候神要我们来服侍他。不是按照我们的才能恩赐而已。
Many times God wants use us. It's not according to our own abilities or gifts.
而是按照，而是要借着这些机会看我们内心向他如何。
It's through this experience and to reveal our hearts.
我可能跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我这个第二个女儿。
I maybe talk to you about my second daughter.
其实我常常讲很多我女儿的事情，因为很久没看见他们，讲他们的事情不要紧。
Many times I mentioned about them because I don't see them too often, so it's okay.
如果我的女儿跟你们都很熟的话，你们一个话传回去，她会跟我生气的。
If my daughter really closer to you, then if they heard about this, they'll be angry.
被我当作使用的材料。
Because they don't want to be used as a material.
来讲一些例子。
And to be an example.
那我的女儿怎么回事呢？
What about my daughter?
你知道小的时候她个子很矮小，可是呢动作很快。
When she was young, she's pretty short, but she moved fast.
很多时候我们一句话刚刚讲完，她就蹦跑掉，我又回来了，事情做好了。
Many times when we tell her to do something, and in a flash, she'll come back and complete the work.
你知道我们中国的父母常常喜欢摸摸孩子说，哎呀，你真有用，真乖呀。
You know, Chinese parents usually touch the kid's head and says, "You are so good."
那这个乖的这个人还听得懂。
And that word "good" that she understands.
但是我们说你很有用的时候，他心里很不服气。
But when we say that you are so useful, then they don't like that.
他立刻就想，哎，原来你是利用我呀。
And she says that, "Oh, so you're using me."
我这些事情是给你用的哈。
What I did that you used that.
所以他就很不高兴了。
And then they're upset.
但是呢，等到他慢慢年纪大了一点以后，我就跟他讲一件事情。
And gradually, when they get older, and I told them.
我说你仔细想一想，如果你不愿意给人家用，你就没有什么用。
I said, think about this. If you're not willing to be used, then you're useless.
我不知道你们年轻人对有用这个字怎么样。How do you think of the word useful? Huh? Do you want to be used by others?
你们对于有用有什么感想吗？你愿意被人家使用吗
？And I say this: if you're not used by others, you're quite useless.
我说，如果你不愿意被人使用的话，那你就真是无用了。
那其实你想想看，我们今天所有做的事情，都不是说我能够做什么事情，我最有用，而是被人家用而已。
As a matter of fact, think about it. All we done the now, it's not that what we can do or our ability is that.What we can be used by people.
我不知道你去谋工作、谋差事、找工作的时候怎么想法的。
I don't know when you search for a job, what's going through your mind.
你说我很有抱负，很有理想，要做一番大事业。
You say that I have a lot of expectations. I want to have a big career.
你到一个地方去应征去。
And you go look for a job.
应征的人看有十五六个人来，找了三四个来，最后面谈。
And then out of the 30 people, they choose three or four people, and then they have this interview.
最后他选中了你。
And then finally, they chose you.
你很高兴，你说，哎，我可以大展宏图，可以理想抱负都可以施展了。
And you were so happy, so now I can do a big, I can have a great career.
但是你知道他为什么选你吗？
But do you know why they chose you?
因为你刚好合乎他的需要。
Because it just happened that you qualified their needs.
他要做的事情你刚刚好可以做，所以他就用了你。
What they want to do that you can do it, so they want to hire you.
我想大家都有这个经验，等到你买房子的时候很高兴，哎呀，我买了自己的房子。
I know that you, most of you have this experience once you bought a house and you're really happy that you have, finally I have my own house.
非常高兴，银行借了非常低的利息。
I'm really happy that the interest rate is really low.
但你仔细想一想。
But think about it.
你今后的工作是为谁辛苦为谁忙啊
Now when you go out to work, who you work for.
你每一季的薪水回来，第一件事情写一张支票给银行，把你的账还了。
Every time when you receive a paycheck, the first thing is you have to pay the mortgage payment.
比较好一点，银行回一封信，谢谢你收到，他已经收到你的寄给他的这个 mortgage 付的账了。
If a bank have a good customer service, they'll give you a statement and thank you.For that they have received your mortgage payment.
你所有工作努力的结果去付银行账，说他你得到两个字叫做谢谢。
All your hard work, in return is just a thank you note.
所以到底我们今天所有的工作生活是为了什么
？So what exactly that we work so hard for?
我们的用处是为了什么
？What we've been used for?
我们究竟被谁所用
？Who we've been used?
我这样讲，也许大家心里不太痛快了哈。
As I talk to this, then probably you don't feel happy about it.
但是如果你仔细再想想看
But think about this.
的确这是一个人生百态，也是一个人生的事实。
But indeed, this is the fact of life.
那在这种情形底下，我们说我们不愿意被主所用，因为我们有自己的主意、自己的打算、自己的理想、目的。
In this situation, we say that we're not willing to use by God because we have our own goals.
也许我们在神面前那种倔强跟驴子一样的倔强是没有道理。
Maybe our stubborn, just like the donkey, it's meaningless.
我们对于世界上的事情，对于世人跟我们共同有利互惠的事情，我们可以稍微迁就一点。
We can be more compromised with all the earthly things.
那么为什么我们不能对于神在我们身上的工作更加舍己呢？
Then why can't we sacrifice ourselves for God's works?
这个驴子可能想，他生来天生我才必有用。
The donkey may be thinking that he was born to be used.
你知道圣经里面驴子的功用是什么呢？
Do you know in the Bible what's the purpose of the donkey?
在圣经里面，以色列人驴子是用来耕地的。
In the Bible time, the Israelites used the donkey to cultivate the land.
因为驴子力气很大。
Because they're very strong.
我曾经我有一个我的外甥小时候我姐姐的孩子。
My nephew, when he was young.
他是学中文学的不是挺高明。
He's not really good in Chinese.
他有一天跟他妈妈讲，他说大舅舅唱歌力气好大。
He said, my uncle, when he sings, he's so strong.
有一天我读到圣经里面讲到这个雅各有个儿子叫做以撒迦，他说以撒迦像一个强壮的驴。
As I went to reading the Bible and talking about Jacob as a son, his name is Isaka. And he's really strong like a donkey.
所以我就想我的外甥说我像个驴大概是。
So I figured my nephew probably think that I just sing like a donkey.
驴子的确是力气很大。
Donkey really very strong.
他可能跑得没有马快。
He probably doesn't run fast like the horse.
但是他能够负重超过马所能负荷的。
But they can carry heavier things than the horse.
那我想我们每一个人都觉得自己最有用的那一面。
All of us are thinking about the most useful things that we can do.
可是很多时候我说教会里的侍奉之乐意不乐意被神所使用。
But many times when we were talking about in the church service is up to whether we're willing to do it or not.
而不是我们有什么本事有什么能力的问题。
It's not our abilities.
那我想这个驴驹子从来没被人骑过。
And I'm thinking about this donkey hasn't been ridden by anybody.
它一定不是很容易接受。耶稣基督骑在他的背上。
So probably it's not really easy for him to accept that Jesus is riding on him.
今天我们在很多的侍奉中间，我们不愿意负轭，不愿意背十字架。
And many times, today in our life, we don't want to take the yoke or carry the cross.
我们有自己的方法，有自己所喜欢的这个选择。
We have our own way, our own choice.
假如我们在侍奉，我们就一定要这个方法，用那个方法，或者照我的意思。
If we are serving, we want to use our own way to do things.
你知道，很多的时候我们 跟人中间这个 management 的观点来看啊，从治理的观点，从用人的观点来看。
Many times we see things in the view of the management.
有些时候你在公司里碰见这个人呢，实在你也蛮怕他的。
Sometimes you run into somebody in your workplace that you really kind of scared about them.
但是呢，又好像没有他不行。
But then you cannot do anything without that person.
这时候你在治理上就有一些头痛的问题了。
At this point, that you have some management problem.
你把这个工作交给他的时候
，If you give this job to this person,
你要冒相当的危险。
You are taking a big risk.
因为你不知道他会把事情弄成怎么样子。
Because you don't know whether he can handle it.
也不知道他做出来结果是不是照你所想望的。
And you're not sure that whether he can accomplish the work as you anticipated.
所以你左思想右思量，想想看，还是不要用他吧。
So then after a couple of thoughts, then you decided not to use this person.
你看今天我们在主的面前，所以没有什么好好的侍奉机会。有时候也许神也了解我们给他的难处，胜过我们能给他的侍奉。
So now if you were thinking about it, you don't know how to serve the Lord, maybe that God has his,
God was careful not to use it. <笑><笑>重讲太长了这句话。有时候说我们从人跟人的观点来看，我们知道有些事情我们必须做一个选择。
It's from the people to people view that we know that sometimes we have to make a choice.
如果我们从神的角度，神的观点来看。
If we see things in God's view.
神所有选择拣选的时候也不是没有经过思想的。
When God making the choice, it's not that he did not taking any considerations.
旧约里面有个大卫，有个扫罗。
In Old Testament, there's David and Saul.
在大卫身上，圣经告诉我们他是合神心意的人。
David and the Bible tells us that he was pleased to the Lord.
因为他在神面前总是有一颗愿意的心，而且他不觉得自己所做的一定是最好的。
Because he always have this willing heart before the Lord, and always he's humble himself before the Lord.
所以说我们当我们看见圣经里这个例子，主要用它的时候，我们就想到这个用在我们身上，究竟是我们有多少心甘情愿。
As we read this sentence, the Lord needs us. As we see the word needs, and we should examine ourselves how willing that we have in our hearts.
我想今天的教会里面，我们最需要的是一个柔软谦卑的态度。
Today, that we do need a tender and humble heart attitude.
这个侍奉在神的面前就能够使神得的荣耀。
And this kind of service in front of the Lord, the Lord's name can be glorified.
你能不能想象这个驴驹子，他进耶路撒冷的时候？
Can you imagine when the donkey went into the Jerusalem?
耶稣骑在他的背上。
Jesus is riding on him.
他忽然发起驴脾气来。
Now he has his temper.
他忽然不高兴，踢脚，挣扎，不愿意耶稣在他的背上。
Suddenly he was kicking around and doesn't want Jesus riding on him.
你想这个光景会不会很美丽，很荣耀？
Can you imagine?
啊，你能不能想象耶稣骑在那里？哦，要试试看他的驯驴的技术如何
？Can you imagine that Jesus is riding on the donkey and doing rodeo？
今天，good word, good translator 。那今天我们给主耶稣的工作都是 rodeo。很多时候我们的确是在侍奉上面因着我们的倔强，因着我们天然生命的顽强，叫神实在很难使用我们。
Indeed, many times because of our stubbornness or our personality that it's really hard for God to use us.
所以这里我就想到他主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷那个光景一定是非常美丽。
So here I can just picture that when Jesus riding on the donkey to Jerusalem is so beautiful.
那么第三个点我提出来就是说，到底驴子心里怎么想
？The third point I want to point it out is what's going through on the donkey's mind.
我们这个人很麻烦的。
We people are really troublesome.
一方面我们是相当倔强。
In one way, we are stubborn.
我们是以自己为中心的。
We are self-centered.
所以除了倔强之外，也有一种自以为美的现象。
Except stubborn, that we think, we have our ego.
你看这个驴子在这里所说待遇是不错的。
The
驴子所说的待遇是不错的。Well treated.
Oh, here the donkey was well treated.
第六节，门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人都把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：“何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙！”奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上的何塞纳。
And here says that they brought a donkey and colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is in the highest.
那你看这驴是不是蛮得意的，蛮荣耀的哈？
Can you see that how honored the donkey receives?
你不要晓得，你不要以为驴子没有感觉的。
Don't think that the donkey is doesn't have any emotion or feelings.
你看那个赛马赢的马。
You see that the horse racing, the one who won.
他也知道。
He knows.
他也知道他是赢了。
He knows that he won.
你看他走起路来是不大一样的。
When you see that he walk in a different way.
现在我想驴子跟马。大概也差不多啊。
So I think the donkey is pretty much the same as the horses.
你想那只驴驹在那里，耶稣骑在他背后背上，众人在那里前拥后随，说何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And can you just imagine that, the donkey carried Jesus went into the town, and all the people surrounding them and shouted Hosanna to the Son of David.
这么多人把棕树枝铺在地上，把衣服铺在地上。
So many people they put the branches of the trees and the clothes on the road.
我想这个驴子有一点感觉。
I do think that the donkey can feel it.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们在侍奉中间，教主的名被高举了。
In our faithful servant, we probably our own hearts were thinking that we are the good, faithful servant.
我在年轻的时候就很怕讲完道讲得不错。
When I was young, I was kind of afraid if I give a good sermon.
人家还没有说你讲得很好，我自己心里就讲得不错。
Nobody had mentioned anything yet, but I already think that I did a good job.
那如果我们在组织工作上面，的确神的恩典和怜悯临到我们，神的能力扶持我们，我们做得很好。
If in our service that God's grace and mercy is on us, that we did a good job.
常常我们自己就心里先很满足了。
Many times we are really content ourselves.
常常自己就相当得意了。
And many times that we are really proud ourselves.
有一位年长弟兄告诉我他自己的故事，我想也是蛮有意思的。
One of the older brother told me about his own story. I think it's very interesting.
他第一次传福音，有人得救了。
The first time he went out spread the gospel and someone be saved.
他非常兴奋。
And he was so excited.
因为这个人是他好朋友。
Because this person is his good friend.
既然传福音，他得救了。
And then that he saved.
晚上他就睡不到觉。
At night he could not sleep.
他在那里正是洋洋得意，哎呀，主耶稣感谢你的时候。
He was so proud of himself and give thanks to the Lord.
主说你看你看你看你自己样子。
And the Lord says, look at yourself.
才一个人得救你就这么受不了了。
Only one person being saved, and you cannot handle it.
我怎么把更多的人给你，你不是要乐死了吗？
How can I add more people to you?
那么这个年长弟兄说，我听了这句话以后也不知道该高兴还是该难过。
And this brother said, as I heard this, I don't know whether I should be happy or sad.
但是他说主的确把这个毛病给治好了。
He says that indeed God had healed this witness of mine.
因此你知道我们今天在侍奉中很容易犯的毛病，就是我们不知不觉的就有一种得意满足的感觉。
And brother sister, we do have this problem as we serve the Lord, that unconsciously that we are really proud of ourselves.
我不说这是偷窃神的荣耀，因为这个话太严重了。
I won't say that we steal God's glory because this is too heavy, too strong.
但是我们这个人经不得抬举。
But we are not good for be praised.
所以我们在侍奉上面也给神很多的限制。
So that we limited.Our serving to the Lord.
所以今天我在这里从这个很简单的几个字，主要用它，就和大家分享一些我们在侍奉上的感想。
So I just use this simple words the Lord needs it to share with you this morning.
头一点，我愿意鼓励弟兄姊妹们，我们不要光是我们应当把我们恩赐给主用，但是不要光看自己的才能。
First, I want to encourage you that, of course, that we want to give our gifts that so that can be used by God. But I don't want us just look at our own ability.
我们应当把一切都献给主，不晓得主要怎么样用我们。
We should offer our whole being to the Lord and see how God uses us.
我们肯把一切的奉献给主是对的。
If we're willing to offer our whole being, it is good.
但是第二点，我们必须知道，主所用的、主所选择使用的，不光是我们的才能，是我们愿意的心。
But the second is that we need to understand that when God uses us, it's not according to our own ability, it's according to our willingness.
因为我们愿意。
Because we're willing to.
神的工作真的可以做在我们身上。
Then God's work can be done through us.
一面侍奉，一面神改变我们。
And through our serving, that God changes us.
照着他所想望的，照着他所计划的，成在我们身上。
According to His plan that will accomplish in us.
这就是以弗所书第二章为什么说我们是神手中的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的。
This is why the Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are the work in God's hands.
当我们乐意的时候，神能够改变我们，能够叫我们被改变。
As we're willing to, then God can change us.
第三点就是当我们在侍奉中间的时候，我们需要把自己隐藏起来。
And the third is, as we serving the Lord, we need to hide ourselves.
叫人看见神的荣耀。
So that people will see God's glory.
也唯有当我们懂得隐藏的时候。
Only when we learn how to hide ourselves.
我们不会因为侍奉的结果而叫我们自鸣得意。
Then we will not be proud by the results of the serving.
我们宁愿这样，让神的工作，让我们能够更多。继续的侍奉主。
So that we will be able to continue to serve the Lord.
我答应各位今天信息很短。
I promise you the sermon is going to be short.
我们还有一点点时间我们可以留下来擘饼。
And now we have some time that we can observe the Holy Communion.
我们纪念主。
Let's remember the Lord.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣今天早晨我们在这里读到你的话语。
Lord Jesus, as we read your word this morning,
求主叫我们心中存着甘心乐意把自己奉献给你。
We pray that we will have this willingness heart to offer ourselves up to you.
往往我们看自己所有的，我们所能的来侍奉你。
Many times we see what we have or what we will be able to do to serve you.
求主今天看见我们里面乐意的心。
Lord, we pray that today that you will see that the willingness is in us.
乐意在你的面前顺服。
That we're willing to be obedient to you.
所以让你的旨意可以行在我们的身上。
So that your will can be done in us.
你也会借着这些侍奉来更多的改变我们。
And through the serving that you can change us.
使我们更加的柔软。
So that we'll be more softened.
叫我们更加的照顾顾念别人。
So that we will be more caring.
叫我们更加的舍己。
So that we will be willing to sacrifice ourselves more.
主，当我们顺服在你的面前侍奉你的时候
，As we obedient to you to serve you,
我们愿意你得的荣耀。
We want your name be glorified.
所以求主把我们隐藏。
Lord, we pray that you will hide us.
叫我们甘心乐意的来侍奉你。
So that we will be willing to serve you.
不叫我们自高自大。
Take away our pride.
叫我们在服侍的时候，叫人都看见你的荣耀。
As we serve you, that people will see your glory.
我们看见你的荣耀，我们的心就满足。
As we see that your name be glorified, then our hearts will be satisfied.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you'll help us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.